quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Dynamite is tonight, and it's a big show. And apparently only 2 hours in whatever the overrun's going to be. But they're also taping Collision, so it's going to be a long night if you are in the building. We'll give you the lineup for the show, everything we know about it, the whole shebang. So that is tonight. Last night was NXT. It was the go-home show. Both of these shows are go-home shows because it's, of course, a very busy weekend. Four PLEs coming up this weekend from multiple different promotions and or brands. We'll tell you about that, but the NXT go-home show, a show-long storyline in which you, the viewer, were supposed to believe that the main event of the PLE this weekend wasn't taking place. And then in the end, it was revealed, yeah, it's taking place. So that was, I got a lot to talk about on that show. We'll do as much as we can today, but Brian and Vinny's show tomorrow will go into great detail on NXT and AEW. We have also got a bunch of other news, including, we're not going to give SmackDown spoilers, but there are a few things that I think we can talk about from SmackDown that, I mean, there's spoilers, but it's newsworthy, so we're going to talk about it. It won't be results or anything like that, but there was a main roster debut that we can talk about, which I want to talk about because kind of plays into some other stuff that we got to sort of figure out here. So we got Kevin Owens making a return, although I don't think you'll be seeing a lot of him on television. It'll be kind of a pre-show type deal. We've also got NWA with a new distribution deal and plenty more. Filthy Tom is joining us here today, and we'll be back in a moment to kick it off. Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom joining us here today. And yes, there will be an After Dark Radio coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern if you want to hear about remote viewing. It's coming up later on today. But Tom, we got news to get into today. We got the NXT TV report. And you'll be heading to Produce next week, right?
I sure will. Monday evening, Produce 1, The Octopus, taking place at Pioneer Works, New York City, New York, USA. You can watch live on my AEW if you cannot attend live at Pioneer Works. And if you'd like a $40 off code, you can use the code PRODUCEFILTHY.
Wow.
Yeah.
$40 off, huh?
For the pay-per-view pass.
Do I have a code pass. Or no? Just you?
No, you have my code.
Oh, all right. Well, Adam Abdel is going to join us today.
I'll take the money for some YouTube monetization if you want to start playing that game.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. Orange Crush, Adam Abdel is going to be on today talking about this Produce 1. That'll be a lot of fun. But that means we got to get all the news in first. Huh? You know what's going on today, Tom?
Sure.
No, you know
not
what's
really.
Going on. All right. I don't know really a good explanation, but Dynamite tonight in Rio Rancho is not doing all that well. 2,000 tickets out. About 1,000 under what they did last year in the same building at the same time, actually. And it's for a loaded card, so it's just what it is. Takeshita versus Ricochet for the international title. Will Ospreay and Phantasmo. Moxley and Claudio and Wheeler versus Mystico Bandito and Brody King. Zack Sabre Jr. and Jack Perry. Young Bucks versus Bad Dude Tito and Mikey Nichols. Swerve and Daniel Garcia. And two survival of the fittest qualifying matches. Queen Aminata and Red Velvet. And Harley Cameron and Marina Shafir. And this will be followed. Like, they've got 8 matches on this show, many of which should have some time. It is only scheduled to be a 2-hour television show. However, the show is going to end up going longer than that because, of course, they have to have their overrun. And then, after that, they're taping Collision, which, of course, will probably go long as well. So if you're in the area, we're looking at probably, I don't know, five hours of television taping here. So that's coming up here tonight. Brian Rose,
what else
are
you doing in Rio Rancho? You probably got 5 hours. you could spend watching wrestling?
That's a good question, but only 2,000 people are going right now, so I don't know what else is going on in Rio Rancho, but must be something. That's what I got out of it. So, yeah, that's coming up tonight. That is the go-home show for the pay-per-view this weekend. And Tom and I will review NXT in the next segment. God, this show. What did you think of that show?
Well, I mean, my first thought is I loved it because...
Because Evil is back with a new House of Torture? I love that.
Whole thing, it's preposterous.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Like, what is Robert Stone doing?
You're asking...
I mean, on so many levels.
What was Ava doing? What was any of these GMs doing? What is anybody doing in NXT? I thought the talent, for the most part, did their best, but my God, we'll get to
that. I had fun watching it.
I enjoyed myself. Kind of felt like the old NXT was back. Not like the old TakeOver, but like, you know, when it was my favorite show. But at the same time, you know, the one that really bothered me the most, I just got to bring it up here because, like, I just can't help it. I mean, we won't have time to really go in depth, but... So they do all these segments. It's like a go-home show for Great American Bash. And my God, Kendall Gray and Lola Vice are supposed to do a talking segment, okay? This is everything that I hate about professional wrestling, all right? It's not in the ring. It's backstage in, like, it's a pre-taped cinematic segment. They've got to film it, like, lighting and all this other stuff. And you've got Lola Vice, a legitimate former Bellator fighter, okay? It's the real deal, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Then you've got Kendall Gray, who, I mean, she wasn't an MMA fighter, but brother, she's also the real deal, okay? She did jiu-jitsu. She was a wrestler. She was everything.
Brian, she was wrestler of the year in the country.
Yes. Okay. So you got two legit badass women, okay? Like, why is this so hard? All you have to do is just let them go, okay? Maybe you'll have to bleep something here or there, but, like, how hard is it to just go, you know, you two are going to have a match together on Sunday? Like, talk a little trash here. Instead, some nerd who's probably never had a fight in his life, he's probably never trained anything in his life, he's probably never done anything athletic in his life, sits down and has to write dialogue for both of them. And they're sitting there just rattling off this blah, blah. I was like, oh my God, this is freaking brutal, dude. And it's like, God. That's the one that really set me off on this show. I mean, there was a lot that kind of set me off, but that one in particular. I didn't even care about the lack of graphics this week. It was just like, God, can you not let Kendall Gray and Lola Vice just, like, talk about how they're going to beat each other's ass? Instead, it's just a bunch of words. It's just like words.
Word soup.
Word soup with good lighting. Yeah, don't even get me started on a Keanu Carver thing. God. It's like, I'll do it now. They have Keanu Carver against EK Prosper, okay? Now, first off, the match itself, I mean, it was like miles better than I expected. Miles better. The story is Keanu Carver wants a world title match, and everybody else is getting world title matches before him. So he says, Stone, get me an opponent. I'm going to show you that I should be in the world title picture. So he goes out there with EK Prosper, and EK Prosper's like, you know, he's a young, skinny, high flyer. And so, you know, they got Javon yanked up before they wanted him yanked up. And so now this guy's got to be the new Javon. But now they're going to, like, try and do it right, supposedly, but they don't know how. So they have this match, and, like, it's like the best match Keanu Carver's ever had. EK Prosper looks great. Keanu looks great. And EK Prosper rolls through and pins this guy with a sunset flip. He pins Keanu Carver, okay? Keanu Carver then immediately murders this guy to death. He kills him. He takes him outside, and he powerbombs him through an announce table, and he leaves him for just, he's deader than a doornail, okay? Then Keanu Carver goes backstage, and Stone goes, Keanu, explain yourself. And Keanu goes, brother, I did explain myself. I said, I'm going to prove why I should be in line for the title. That guy was the first guy taken out, and he won't be the last. And I was like, what? You lost! You freaking lost! And now the storyline is you won? I hate this show. God. Should we just wrap it up now?
The whole show?
Sure.
I, for contractual obligations, I think.
I guess we gotta keep going.
The air for another like 40 minutes.
God. I'll let you review this show after the break. I can't take it anymore. God, I thought I liked the show, and then I reviewed two segments, and I flipped my freaking lid. Flipped it! My whole lid! The only other real news, by the way, is Blake Monroe debuts on SmackDown. She actually does show up. For those of you wondering, Blake Monroe's there on SmackDown. Now, I can't help but notice that Blake Monroe and, you know, what's his name? Joe Hendry? They both appeared on a show that wasn't in this country. So I'm not sure if they'll be in this country when they come back. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Did you just read that World Cup text message?
No.
Our buddy Sean, who works at the news, says there was a piece on the news last night. The Scottish fans.
This is days old news.
Literally drinking all the beer in Boston. Bars are running out of everything except Bud Light. At least there's something left for you, Tom. Triples.
I do not drink Bud Light.
Whoa. Sorry. Didn't know
you. Oh, maybe if they put Dylan Mulvaney back on the can, I would.
Hey, let's do this NXT report before Adam comes on.
Okay. NXT on the CW. Oh, hold on. Oh, I'm having a technical difficulty, Brian.
What?
Give me a second.
Okay. All right, I'll start it out.
That's fine. No, NXT on the CW. Tony D met with Mr. Stone outside and, no, actually he was backstage here. And told him he wanted that Naraku contract signed, sealed, delivered by the end of the night. Stone told him it would be done for him to please stand in line. Don't go too crazy. And then Aaron Rourke walked up and he said, from one champion to another, Tony was doing great things and wished him luck. If I was Tony D, nice. I'd be like, get the hell out of here. You are on the developmental brand and you're the champion. I don't want to hear it from one champion to another. Like, why is he wishing Tony D luck? Like, he's like his muse.
He's a nice guy. Well, that was obvious.
Wade Barrett was on
commentary. Least of my problems on this show.
You know what I don't like? I don't like his eyes. They're creeping me out.
Wow.
He's got those contacts
in. Hang out with TJP all the time.
No. What?
He's got those piercing red eyes. Weird.
Aaron Rourke defended the Evolve title against Mr. England. Wade Barrett was on commentary,
Tristan Angels. Yeah.
If I could speak. Mr. England, now the interim Mr. NXT. What?
Dude, anything else? Have you heard of Do Not Disturb?
It's
probably Aaron Rourke calling you right now. Got a problem with my eyes, brother?
Rourke did a little offense. Angel stopped him, locked on a nerve hold. Yeah, he was doing a nerve hold. Lights went dark. Shiloh Hill cackled. Ha ha! For a second.
The announcers had to act like they didn't know who that was. We don't want to say his name just in case that's not who we think it is. Oh, my God.
This might have been my favorite part of the whole show. For some reason, they cut backstage. They do like an inset. Tony D has flipped his lid. Irate asking Stone where the contract is. This match, this is not 5 minutes after.
No.
He said he wanted it by the end of the show. Tony D said, get this signed by the end of the show. It's 5 minutes later, Tony D is wrecking shop backstage, yelling at Stone that he doesn't have it signed.
Not only that, last week, like, the guy told you he'd give it to you in due time and you were fine with it. Now all of a sudden you're angry? Like, what?
Yeah.
Stupid.
There's one person who's not stupid. That's Naraku, which we will get to. Aaron Rourke, for some reason, he tried to steal the sash.
Dude, we only got till 35, so keep going.
Oh, crap, you're right. Anyways, Tristan Angels and Shiloh Hill got into a tug of war with the sash, and then Aaron Rourke hit a molly go round and pinned Tristan Angels.
Yeah.
And Tony D charged Naraku in the parking lot. Naraku thanks him for his patience, then hands Tony D a contract. But instead, a fireball sparks Tony D in the face.
Yeah, man.
Stone calls for 911.
911.
911.
People have been killed outside the performance center, and now flash paper. We got to call 911. Golly.
I'm pretty sure, like, Stone has sent people to go fight in the parking lot before on this show. But so we come back from commercial. Tony D is being loaded in the ambulance, and Stone is like, is there going to be a doctor when he gets to the hospital?
Is there going to be a doctor waiting for him when he gets there?
What hospital is
EMTs
this guy?
EMTs are like, dude, get out of the way. Let's get this guy out of here.
Sugar's
and then Tony goes, I'm going to kill that guy. And I thought, oh, shoot. That's a real threat from Tony D.
That is true. Saquon Sugars and Deion Lennox had a face-to-face. Actually, no, Tony D's the one that got killed, isn't he?
No, Tony killed people. He got killed in the end, but he murdered more than one guy.
Okay. Anyway,
including Sugar's, two dimes.
No, that's your neck.
Get out of here.
Sugars and Lennox argued.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was good.
A lot of words.
Word salad.
Yeah.
This Matt Matthews geek is now a part of the show. He hangs out with Hank and Tank. He was in their corner later as they took on the Birthright. But first,
we got to make sure we celebrate Pride Month, but not actually say it in any way.
Is that what that was?
I think so.
Is Matt Matthews gay?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
It's like his gimmick.
I wasn't there for the NXT pageant, Mr. NXT pageant, so.
That's why you're wondering.
Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights talked about their respect for each other and their past with each other. And then...
Do you need help?
Yeah, I do, but okay. Not anymore.
All right.
Tavion Heights pointed out all the things. He talked to Vince Clair backstage. He goes, man, all the former members of the NQCC, they have something. You got the speed title. Charlie's got the North... Or, I'm sorry. Miles has the North American title, and Charlie's got the Birthright. I was like, what?
And then he goes, and I've got nothing. And yeah. As he turns to leave, Ren goes, anger issues. She's the best.
She's wacky.
She's the best.
She's beyond wacky.
Yes.
Hank and Tank took on Uriah Connors and Stax Lorenzo of the Birthright.
They
cornered Matt Matthews on the floor. Yeah, Hank and Tank dove on him and went to commercial.
Except the finish.
Hot tag. Connors rolls up Hank in some confusion. They land a stunner elbow combo for a two. Things break down. Dempsey tried to punch Matt Matthews on the floor. He ducks. Charlie tries to swing again, but he misses, and Matt Matthews trips him, so he falls face first in Alexis's crotch. Kind of.
Allegedly. This was so botched. And God, what a geek that Charlie is.
Hank and Tank sandwich the Birthright, finish off Stax for the win. Shiloh Hill was interviewed by Sarah Schreiber. He said he and Tristan Angels are not even. Then he lost his mind once again. We had that sit-down interview with Kendall and Lola. We had Keanu Carver manhandle poor EK Prosper before losing to a Manami Toyota roll. If you'd like to talk about that German suplex, now is your time.
It was awesome.
Forever hold your peace.
He grabbed this guy.
But I mean, you're talking like it was
pretty freaking awesome, dude.
It was sweet.
He got so far below the hips that I think he lifted him by the knees. And he's tall, and this other guy is tiny. He freaking launched this guy, and it was like a perfect landing. And then EK sold it great. Like the first time they shot it at a horrible angle, and I was infuriated. But they at least showed a replay, thank God.
Zarya's taking on Tatum Paxley. She's giving her a rematch at the Great American Bash. Stone threatened to suspend Naraku. Naraku says, no, you can't do that because you won't have a title match. And he walked off. And I guess that was enough to make that true.
Right? I never
like
knew.
Stone was like, oh, well.
How badly I needed evil in NXT. Like, I never knew. It's a revelation. I love it.
He's on another level than anybody else on this show.
Too. Oh, yeah. He's bringing back the old NXT.
How good is this guy's English?
Good enough to be awesome.
Right? Yeah, good enough to be like on the main event, probably talking segments on the main roster. So Izzy Dame and Ariana Grande. Oh! Oh my God. Brian,
you need to come on the Brian and Vinny show tomorrow.
I wish you had placed bets on this match.
We need hours.
On all of the shows, you've just been saying, oh, we got to get through this Izzy Dame. We've got to beat Ariana Grace. We got to get through this match. We got to get through Izzy Dame beating her. Izzy Dame, oh, I forgot she's even got a
finish. Can I at least talk about this finish?
What happened. Go for it.
Oh, my God. They're doing this match, and Spears is on the outside, and Izzy knocks her down, okay? And she goes to the corner to hit her move. And I'm not even sure what her move is, to be honest, but she's there to hit the move. And Spears goes, hit it! And she, like, looks at him like, she's not up yet. And he goes, no, hit it! Hit it! And he's like, he's got his hand up for some reason. And so Izzy's gimmick is she's always irritated. So she's irritated. And finally, she goes over to high-five him. And then she walks into a small package. I went, what?! What was that finish? Seriously, what was that finish, Tom? What finish? Oh, my God.
Well, it's like they've been building to this forever and ever and then decided to turn it into a comedy moment
oh my
when they
God.
Finally broke them up. And then And then
she's irritated afterwards.
Well, yeah, and then they have a tag match, right? She loses, and then they have to stay out there.
Yes.
While there's a promo by Stone.
I went back. They were in the ring. Guys, they weren't just in the ring for 8 minutes before they came back to them. They hadn't moved in 8 minutes. It was astounding.
And, you know, finally, good on them. They pulled the trigger. Dorian Van Dukes and Sean Legacy beat the Culling. Great finish. High-flying action from the babyface team. And then Nico laid out Spears, put him through the announce desk with a chokeslam. And that version of the Culling is done.
Can someone in the audience please, like, send me fan cam footage of these three standing in the ring in the same spot, unmoving, for 8 minutes while they did everything else backstage? Dying.
Brian, if I'm ever in a position where I'm wrestling again and you try to get a freaking high five on the outside right before I'm going to hit my finish, it's a speed match, too. You don't even have the time to do it. It's imperative you get it over with, much like this segment. Naraku came out. Stone was ready to... He's just going to give him a match for the title because he burned Tony D's face, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what we're led to believe. Mason Rook comes out. Jackson Drake comes out. They get into a fight after Drake called him. You know what he called him that set him off? Pork chop.
He did.
Come get it.
I told you I love this guy. He also eats pork chops. Golly.
Naraku tells him to give him the title. Stone says, it was never Rook. It was never Jackson. It was always him. And the Phantom of the Opera, Tony D, storms out. The crowd's going crazy for the comeback. And he gets gouged in the eye to end the show.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Adam Abdallah, who we just like to call Orange Crush here. It's always going to be his name. It's like in wrestling, you always refer to somebody by their gimmick. I just can't help it. It's always Orange Crush to me.
Listen, we're building a brand. I'm happy for you to call me Orange Crush.
Well, you've got a brand that is being built that is debuting here.
Brian, hold on.
Yes,
if Tom. If I can say.
I apologize.
I mean, if you're going to have a name, Orange Crush is a pretty damn good name. You know what I mean? That was a fantastic move. It's not like he's going with, Play of the Day or something.
Yeah,
you know.
Small package would be a bad one, right?
Fanta.
That's what my ex-girlfriend used to call me that, actually.
Oh, God. Listen, Adam, tell us what we got coming up here on Monday. Disregard this guy. He's your commentator, by the way.
Yeah, my color man. So on Monday night, for the first time ever, I'm going to be presenting Produce Volume 1, which is the first wrestling promotion where every show is co-produced by an active and influential professional wrestler. So the first show, I am working with Jonathan Gresham. So the show is entitled The Octopus, which is his nickname. And we're having a show at Pioneer Works in Brooklyn, New York, which is a kind of a museum-like space where we're going to have 11 big matches with stars from AEW, TNA, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and the best stars on the independents, and, you know, some kind of never-before-seen matches, as well as a live musical performance from the famed film director Abel Ferrara, who you may know from directing King of New York and The Bad Lieutenant.
Now, when you say co-produced, what exactly does that mean? Like, does Gresham get to pick some matches? How does this work?
Yeah, basically the format of the promotion is that every show, essentially I kind of split up the card in half. So I work with a wrestler that I really respect and that kind of I feel like has a unique vision for the business. They recommend talent and matches that they want to see and people that they think should be getting kind of more attention or signal boosted on the independent circuit. Or a unique style that doesn't get enough recognition as well. So with John, for example, we have four matches on the show, on the undercard that he helped develop with me, and then the other half of the card are matches that I booked with kind of our regular crew.
Now, I don't want to potentially cause any issues here, but you mentioned AEW and TNA talent. There's no potential political issues here?
I mean, I am of the philosophy that all these guys are independent contractors, and no one said anything different to me. So I treat everybody equally. If someone starts coming to me and meddling with the way that I want to do my shows, then I'm not going to book them anymore. So we can cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, I don't think it would be the talent. Like, I think it would be...
I'm not talking about the talent.
I see. But, okay. Now, this is the first show on Monday, but, you've got a number of shows planned out from now until the end of the year, basically.
Yeah, we have a full summer season, right? So we have shows in New York City this Monday in Brooklyn, June 29th at Pioneer Works, The Octopus. July 16th, we have Lee Moriarty's Taiga Style, where actually Jonathan Gresham will take on Lee Moriarty. As well as some other big matches like Effie against Fred Rosser and Mance Warner against Mad Dog Connolly, among others, in Jersey City, New Jersey. on July 26th. We're going to Montreal right before the AEW pay-per-view at my old buddy Crazy PCP Manny's space at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with a show called Boudoir, inspired by Degrassi, where we have some really fun one-time matches, as well as this, some of the kind of key folks from Stardom, including Hazuki and Fuwa-chan, who's making her North American debut on that show. August 3rd is probably going to be our biggest show, I would say. Rocky Romero is co-curating that show with me. It's called Azucar, and he will be facing Mystico for the first time in a main event here in New York City, and is bringing in a lot of kind of top talent as well, such as Hechicero, Persephone, and others. We also have Josh Barnett on that show, taking on Andy Williams, the Butcher. And we'll have the first ever Royal Rambo, which is a 30-man over-the-top rope elimination match to determine who will be the King of New York.
Tom got pretty excited when he heard Royal Rambo.
Rocky just had to get a Rambo in on his Azucar.
I booked the Rambo.
That's your idea?
Yeah, that's my idea.
Is it supposed to suck?
It's not going to suck.
Okay. Because then it's not really a Rambo if it doesn't there, Orange. I mean, if we're being honest here. Now,
well, this is it's a Royal Rambo.
That's true. It's a Royal Rambo, so it's a little bit more... a little bit more high-end than just the Rambo. Now, my AEW, now we've had a lot of people asking this question because basically my AEW is supposed to be the replacement for Triller outside of the United States. And so, in theory, if you live in this country, you're not supposed to be able to watch the AEW stuff on my AEW. But is it something where if you're in America, you can sign up, watch your shows, and I guess the other promotions that they now have on my AEW, but you still cannot see the actual AEW stuff unless you're out of the country? Is that how it's working?
Well, I don't work for AEW, Brian. So I know that my show is globally available on myaw.com. Tony Khan and Chris Harrington have given me a very generous and awesome deal to bring independent wrestling around the world, and I am kind of, you know, going the old school route of selling pay-per-views and trying to sell tickets and trying to essentially retrain the wrestling fan base to understand that, like, if you want to support the wrestling you want to see, you kind of have to pay for it. I've had TV executives talk to me before in recent times, looking at these media rights deals with things like, you know, with WWE and NXT, and you know, we saw this at WrestleMania this year with the kind of advent of like tons of commercials and sponsorship and all this. And I had somebody who worked for me who was a number two at one of the biggest streamers in the United States said to me, you know, we've come to realize that the streaming, like the audience isn't that valuable, you know, which was kind of a euphemism for saying like there's less people paying for things than we thought. So we just kind of put what we want on the air. So I want to retrain people to be like, hey, you want to see good wrestling? You got to pay for it. You want wrestlers to get paid? We're going to put it on pay-per-view. We're going to make it affordable. And we're going to give you kind of a sampling of the best wrestlers in the world.
How did you settle on the price? And, you know, Tom has his code that he's throwing out here to get $40 off, I believe. Tom, you want to throw your code out?
Yeah, sure. Produce Filthy. Of course, on myaew.com. That's if you could not be there live. If you can be there live, of course, you should be at the Pioneer Works next Monday night.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I was inspired a little bit by kind of like the in-your-house model, right? I grew up watching wrestling in, you know, the 90s. And there was a point when, you know, monthly pay-per-views were introduced for the first time when it seemed like it was a large expense. And even though, you know, with inflation, the $14.95 that WWE charged back then would probably be a lot more, that number kind of stuck with me. Like, that's a fair price to ask somebody to watch a show once or twice a month if they're really invested and they're getting high-end professional wrestling. And if somebody's committed to me, I'm committed to them. So if you are willing to say, like, hey, I'd be willing to watch, like, three or four shows, you know what? I'll give you six shows for $50. That's the deal.
Yeah, I see Brian Rose here says, we have a code, PRODUCE F4W, the first six produce shows for 50 bucks.
Okay, now.
That's what Brian Rose said, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, but pump your brakes, bud. Hey, I'd also like to point out that following that In Your House model, the In Your House shows were awesome because, as is going to happen with this these produce shows as well, you're exposed to maybe new talents that you don't always get. You know what I mean? Like the In Your House shows, we had great Sasuke taking on Taka Michinoku on the In Your House, and you weren't going to get that on one of the big four shows back then. So I love those In Your House shows.
You know, speaking of Tom, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think my philosophy too is like not too dissimilar to Tony's as well. It's like, you know, you're paying to watch professional wrestling, right? You know, if you like, it's crazy to me that a $70 billion market cap company is charging people like $60 on ESPN or whatever it is for the kind of like ESPN Plus package to watch five matches over the course of, you know, 3 hours. You know, that's like not only from a audience experience perspective.
More like 4 hours, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs that are being taken away from professional wrestlers. That's a lot of, you know, kind of, there's a concerted effort to minimize people's perception of how much wrestling is necessary on a wrestling show, which the net effect is like less wrestlers getting work. And I think that is intentional. I think Tom knows a lot about this from his previous experience.
Now, speaking of Tom, I mean, is there any chance of a produce show in Vegas curated by old Filthy Tom himself?
Well, you're putting both Adam and me on the spot here.
Well, I just want to know what kind of matches you would possibly put on that show, Tom. It's intriguing to me.
I would love to do a show with Tom. And I'm open to doing Vegas, you know, and the more people buy our season pass with the code PRODUCEFILTHY, the better chance there is of you seeing that show.
Golly. I'm just trying to think, like, he'd have Turkish oil wrestlers on the show, and
I would try my damnedest, I'll tell you
that
much.
Yeah, God.
A power slap fight, which, hey, by the way, the head of security for Produce actually is Power Slap superstar Stunt Marshall himself.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a very interesting security team at Produce. So the commissioner, Brian, somebody you're very familiar with, is Nick Gage.
Oh.
Personal friend of mine.
Yeah, killed me once.
Who will be overseeing Law and Order. He knows it inside out, as you may know. And in addition,
inside.
I have reached both inside professional wrestling. You know, Stunt Marshall is a great independent wrestler from Atlanta, but he came to national prominence as an undefeated power slap fighter. And he's a hell of a personality. I actually dropped a bio doc on him on our Instagram feed that went up today. And then our second security team member is somebody that I discovered at the American Sumo Championship at the Westchester County Civic Center earlier this year. Dominus Williams, who is a 500-pound young man from San Antonio, Texas, who is the current reigning defending American Sumo champion, who has a few tricks up his sleeve. And my kind of mentality about this is like, you know, at wrestling promotions, like people like Tony Khan and Triple H, whoever, they let a lot of things slide. They let people kind of interfere in matches. You know, there's no repercussions. But in the real world, if you were to interject yourself into a sporting event, you would be arrested. You might be beaten. You might be, you know, fined. You know, this is a private event. It's a rental, you know. So this is a private security team. I'm not going to call the cops. But you know what I'm going to do? If you try to interfere in a match, I'm going to have a 500-pound guy sit on you, and I'm going to have the hardest hand and slap and power slap smack you in the face, because people deserve
a
winner and a loser.
Well, stand by. We're going to finish it up after the break. Observer Live. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, we'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back to the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Adam Abdallah is joining us here today. Produce begins this coming Monday, Adam, and give us the, we got 90 seconds, let's get some plugs in here for this Monday show.
Yeah, Produce Volume 1, this Monday, Brooklyn, New York. You can watch it on myaew.com for $14.95, or you can get our entire season, 6 shows this summer for $50. You will see some of the best wrestlers in the world in unique matches that you've never seen before. Zack Sabre Jr., The Amazing Red, people like, well, Filthy Tom Lawler and Walker Stewart on commentary. Mm-hmm. Fuminori Abe, Joey Janela, Lee Moriarty, Man Mike DeReese, Rich Swann. The list goes on and on and on. I've cut deals with Stardom. I have the Women of Stardom coming to Produce starting July 16th in Jersey City. We have a relationship with PW Revolver and Sammy Callahan for the first time ever. IWTV is going to defend their championship on, not on IWTV, as Mance Warner defends against Mad Dog Connolly on July 16th in a double title match, also for the PW Revolver title. I'm really trying to break down the walls of independent wrestling and bring everybody together at a time where I feel like there's a strong divide between people who care about wrestling, who care about the workers, who care about actually, you know, having skin in the game, and the people who don't care about wrestling, who have a lot of control over it. So I want to bring that control back to the wrestlers and back to the fans, and I'm really excited to put on our first show on Monday. You know, I'm very grateful to my AEW for giving us this opportunity, and I really hope you guys out there in the audience take a chance on us, either come see us in person, watch us on pay-per-view, and then just look at our Instagram, because it's some really interesting content that I think, you know, is different than anything you've seen before.
Well, check it out, everybody. We are out of time. Thank you, Adam. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.